If you crossed into Mexico tomorrow, you think the country's going to let you vote in a Mexican election? You know the answer to that, right? This is just common sense, people. So everyone just needs to knock off the insanity. I'm setting the record straight on this. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. And let me just tell you, most countries require voter ID, including Mexico, Argentina, Iceland, Hungary, India, Israel, Germany, Italy, Brazil, Canada, Greece. I mean, I could go on and on. I tweeted this list out, actually, and I put it on Facebook so you can get it there. At Real Trish Regan on Facebook and at Trish _ on Twitter. So let me just say, like, why can't the USA? Apparently because it's racist. Go figure. And now the New York Times is in on the act. You're not going to believe what they're saying. But first, a very quick word from one of our sponsors. You know how leftist our economic policy is getting, and you know what that's going to mean. You know it's going to mean inflation. We've already seen it. A 5.4% increase in the consumer price index. We've seen none other than the highest level in the most recent read on inflation in 30 years. The PCE indicator. I mean, it's quite evident what's going on. They are depressing the value of the US dollar. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. I believe it has something to do with some people in Washington wanting to inflate their way out of debt. But you know what happens when you inflate your way out of debt? You hurt the middle class American consumer, the American worker, because suddenly all their retirement and their savings is worth less, which is one of the reasons why I keep telling people you want to be diversified. And part of that diversification needs to include gold, right? Gold, which has stood the test of time for, 4,000 years. You need that inflation hedge. And when you go to look at gold, I want you to go to Legacy Precious Metals. I want you to go to legacypminvestments.com. I'm going to give you the number 866-473-6204, 866-473-6204, legacypminvestments.com. They have a ton of experience. They've been doing this for more than 40 years, and they know how to tailor a portfolio that's specific to you, which, let's face it, is pretty darn important, given that we all have a different risk set and we all want to retire at different times. But I'm telling you, it's important to diversify. And when you do, give the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals a call, 866-473-6204. Anyway, turning back to all that's happening right now, including the New York Times new soapbox that they're on, somehow every illegal should be voting in the USA. Despite the fact, by the way, as I just mentioned, that pretty much anywhere else you go in the world, this is not allowed. You actually need identification. You need to prove that you're a citizen before you actually go to the voting booth and cast a vote. But you're not supposed to do that in the USA because what? It's racist? Go figure. Okay, New York Times on the case. According to a recent op-ed in that hugely biased paper, non-citizens living legally in the US, quote, contribute as much to American life as natural-born citizens, and they therefore should have a say, quote, in matters of policy and politics. Illegals and non-citizens should be able to vote, they say. This is an op-ed that the New York Times sanctioned by a Swiss journalist residing in the USA, campaigning for what seems to be a borderless society. She's a woman named Atassa Araxia Abrahamian. Did I mention she's Swiss? Great, great, wonderful country. I actually love it. Great, phenomenal skiing. Great, phenomenal hiking. It's like perfect in winter and summer. You get great scenery. You've got wonderful food. You've got great people. It's extremely hard to take residence up in Switzerland. Extremely difficult to buy property in Switzerland. And clearly, extremely difficult to vote as a foreigner in Switzerland. So isn't it rich that this Swiss miss is telling us we need to allow every illegal a vote here in the U.S.? It's time, she writes, quote, for Democrats to radically expand the electorate. And she goes on, expanding the franchise in this way would give American democracy new life, restore immigrants' trust in government, and send a powerful message of inclusion to the rest of the world. She continues, if you can take any more. What's more, allowing non-citizens to vote in federal, state, and municipal elections would help revitalize American democracy at a time when enthusiasm and trust are lacking. Yeah, great. Good luck with that one. You want people who violated the law to come here to now vote and dictate our policy? Talking about mob rule. I mean, people not paying a cent in tax, and to be clear, half the legal population is paying no taxes right now anyway, which is not good. Suddenly now they're going to get to vote and dictate policy? Who's to say, by the way, that China or any of our other foreign enemies wouldn't just flood us with people so that they could vote? I mean, look, it's time for someone to exercise some common sense. Her country certainly does. In fact, Switzerland, as I mentioned, is one of the strictest on immigration, but it goes even further. By the way, you can go to jail if you help someone to immigrate to Switzerland. I'm going to get to that. But first, you've seen the inflation data. You've heard me talk about it. It's off the charts. We're seeing it in everything from commodity prices. I mean, what you pay at the gas pump to food prices, of course, housing prices. Well, I want to tell you about a way. This is a word from one of our sponsors where you can sort of fight back against that in your everyday living. GoodRanchers.com has what I would say is just phenomenal quality meat. And you know what? You're talking to one of the pickiest people alive, in all seriousness. I should get a trophy for my pickiness, especially with what I eat and what I am willing to serve. And this is phenomenal quality. All 100% grass-fed beef grown right here in the United States of America. I had no idea. 80% of all grass-fed beef actually comes from overseas. Not with Good Ranchers. Not with GoodRanchers.com. It all comes from the USA. And you know what? I've worked out a special deal with this wonderful company, a great group of folks who travel the country to meet with these ranchers so that they can get to know them and make sure that the food that arrives at your doorstep is one from the USA and two, tremendous quality. So I've worked out a deal for you from them. I want you to go to GoodRanchers.com/Trish. Type in code word Trish because you're going to get free shipping. You're going to get a special deal that's much better than anything else out there, all for the listeners and viewers of this program. So again, GoodRanchers.com/Trish, and you can be assured that if you order from them, I get the family subscription. So it shows up on my doorstep once a month, all individually wrapped and packaged. You just put it in your freezer, and when you're ready to use it, you take it out. It's phenomenal savings. And again, consistency of product, which really matters. So GoodRanchers.com/Trish. But turning back, Switzerland does not mess around on this stuff. In fact, I'd argue Switzerland goes a little too far. But let me share with you how it works, because aiding illegal immigrants remains a crime in Switzerland. People who provide help to undocumented immigrants in Switzerland risk running afoul of the law, even if they're acting purely for humanitarian reasons. In fact, Parliament has refused to introduce any kind of exception to the law for, quote, honorable motives. Let me read from Switzerland's Article 116, Section 1A on the law for foreigners. Quote, anyone who, in Switzerland or abroad, facilitates the entry, departure, or illegal residence of a foreigner or participates in preparations to that end is punishable with a custodial sentence of up to 1 year or a financial penalty. Okay, so like the Swiss, like I said, they don't mess around. And now we got Swiss Miss over here writing in the New York Times, which, you know, of course backs this, that we should somehow act differently. I don't think so. I mean, I actually think that you want people who are citizens of your country being the most responsible for the laws, the regulations, the policies of this country. It's just, frankly, common sense, which nobody seems to have these days. Let me also point out something. You know, Mexico actually treated illegal immigration, migration to Mexico, as a crime right up until 2011. I mean, let alone you think you can go to Mexico and just vote. That's not going to happen, right? Because what? Oh, wow. Mexico requires voter IDs. Voter ID, tú comprendes. Not just Mexico. As I said, pretty much all of Latin America, Argentina, Brazil included, Iceland, Hungary, India, Israel, Germany, Italy, Canada, Greece. I mean, you go around the world, many, many others, they all have federal requirements that make you prove who you are. I mean, just like if you get on a plane here in the USA, you got to say, okay, this is me. So how dumb and stupid would it be to not have that? And by the way, we don't have that. I'm always shocked. Actually, not where I live now, but in previous places where I've lived, I show up and I'm like, wait a second, don't you want my ID? Really? Please take my ID. Nobody wants it. It's a total free-for-all. And you realize that when you're in that free-for-all, it leaves you vulnerable. And we should be a modern enough society that if we're going to require identification to so much as go into a doctor's office or into a hospital or onto a plane, then we need to require identification at the voting booth. You know, there's so much stupidity out there. It's not just stupidity, right? It's politics. And these people are so self-interested and they're so, you know, filled with hypocrisy that it can get a little bit mind-boggling. But here we are right now. I want to turn to another story because we've got all these masks, right? We're on red alert for COVID. Children apparently dying at twice the rate of influenza. That's according to a CDC expert, except when you actually look at the CDC data, you find that that's not what the data supports at all. That's not at all the case. Anyway, blue state and city lawmakers are all up in arms. We got hysteria all over again. And yet, oh, there was a big giant Lollapalooza concert. Thousands of people dancing in the aisles, no masks in sight, going on in Chicago this weekend. I mean, how does that happen? You're the mayor of Chicago, and you won't even let your kids back in school right now in Chicago. You get the teachers union holding all that up. And yet, all those thousands of people can be dancing shoulder to shoulder? Doesn't seem right. Well, you know, of course, everybody pointed out the hypocrisy of this. So now Chicago came out late over the weekend and said, well, now we want masks. We'll see whether or not that happens, but don't kid yourself. The mayor of Chicago made a decision to allow that Lollapalooza concert to happen, even though the CDC was saying one thing. And she realized there was an economic benefit to having the concert that, well, just said another. And it's not just the Chicago mayor filled with her own hypocrisy. There's another mayor. Well, I can think of multiple mayors, but here's one in D.C. that also is pulling this kind of nonsense. In D.C., you have a mayor who issued an edict over the weekend, Saturday, 5 a.m. She said, everyone must wear a mask. Everyone over the age of 2, regardless of vaccination status, you must wear a mask indoors. So again, she has this edict. It takes effect Saturday at 5 a.m. You'd think that maybe they might maybe follow their own rules. No, not at all. Instead, she has an indoor birthday party, goes and presides over a large indoor maskless wedding, all while having a mask mandate for the city. I've said all along, this has nothing to do with what's right or wrong for the people and everything to do with political power. In this case, you have a bunch of lawmakers that are just itching to exercise their power in a very draconian, totalitarian way. This is a giant power trip for the left, and it's high time we stop it. I want you to go to trishintel.com, sign up for my newsletter, make sure you're getting your news on politics, markets, and the economy all right there at trishintel.com. We've got a wonderful group of writers putting all of this out just for you. Sign up for the newsletter. Make sure that we have a way of staying in touch. You can also follow me on all the social media platforms, including Rumble, including YouTube, including Twitter, Facebook, and a few others out there. I look forward to talking with you some more. Live free or die, everyone. As I say, that's the state motto of New Hampshire, where I grew up. And boy, is it more relevant than ever in more ways than one. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.